Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Today, I want to continue talking on some subjects I've been talking about before, is basically how technical the global supply chain can be. The global supply chain is also like any other industry. You know, you may think, looking at it from the outside, oh, this is so easy. And it's not till you get into the middle of it, and the heart of it, that you begin to see this is actually really difficult. This requires a lot of skill. This requires you to understand a lot of things that maybe you don't quite understand. You know, the global supply chain can be a very, let's say, a difficult type of beast to have. I want to talk about specifically in for my industry, because my industry is something that I know. I may not know about other industries, even though I know some of the basics of other industries, but my industry is something that I sort of know and I understand. And I want to talk a bit about why home decor matters. Because really, when it comes down to it, well, whatever you're doing, whatever you're selling, whatever product you are trying to sell to somebody in the global supply chain, you have to first understand, why do they want it? Why do you have the product? What is the need for the product? So the why really matters as to why it is important. In fact, if you have a product that nobody wants, then you have no business trying to sell it. You should find something else to do, because you'll be far more successful than trying to push something on people that they really do not want. So I want to go through a bit like why home decor matters. You know, why is home decor important? You know, home decor is an industry that a lot of people in the global supply chain are in. You know, everything from things in the kitchen, and we can even say things for the home, furniture, lamps, accessories, mirrors, boxes, tableware. Everything, basically, whether it's for a home office, all of those things have to do with home decor. And so why does it really matter? Why is the home important? You know, why should people care essentially about their home? And it goes back to, why should they buy this product from you? So first of all, is home decor matters as people live in their homes. Most people want to be surrounded with beautiful things. Some people, granted, do not. They don't care. They don't care if their home looks junky. They don't care what they have in their home. But a lot of people want to be surrounded by beautiful things. It was Winston Churchill who said, "We shape our homes and then our homes shape us." So in other words, how we live in our home can make a difference in our life itself. Home decor kind of tells a story about your house. And this is sort of unfortunately, if your house is messy, it kind of tells people that you're sort of a bit of a slob. If your home is not messy, but your home is clean and neat, it kind of tells people a lot about your own home. David Hicks, who said this, "The best rooms have something to say about the people who live in them." One reason why I love to go into different people's homes is, you know, you can tell a lot about them and what's important to them by what they have inside their home. If somebody's traveled a lot, you see little mementos of where they've traveled. I like that. I like a home to be able to tell somebody's personality. I don't like a home, you know, just be like a place where they, it looks like, you know, a designer put it together. I like a home that tells a personality of the people who live in that home. That's me. That's sort of my design, which I like and I enjoy. But I realize that that's not everybody's, because I believe a home reflects who you are. You know, that it really reflects like what is important to you. You know, like, is it family important? Do you have lots of family pictures around? Is, you know, something else important to you? You know, usually the home will show who you are. Your home can also affect your mood. If you have the right decor in your home, it helps to reflect your mood. And this again goes, you know, to the whys. Why do people buy home decor? Why do you want to sell them that new vase or that new basket or that, you know, new mirror or whatever? It's because it can help to affect the mood that, you know, somebody is in. Because a home is much more than a mere shelter. It helps lift us emotionally and spiritually. And I believe that a home should be able to be a refuge from the rest of the world. A home can nourish us. It's something that makes us feel good, not just our mood, but it makes us feel good. It's a place that we want to be. Our home decor can affect our work, and especially as more people are working from home, this can affect their work. If they're sitting in a, you know, dark dungeon the whole time, this can affect their work. So really, you know, home can affect your work, and especially today with so much remote work going on, your home can affect your work. It was Albert Hadley who said, "Make your home as comfortable and attractive as possible, and then get on with living. there's more to life than decorating. And I agree with that too. You know, your home is about your about living. And so whatever type of products which most people are trying to sell into the home in the global supply chain, yes, some are specifically for works or offices or other things or outdoors or anything that has to do with the living space of somebody, whether indoor or outdoor, you need to understand, you know, why you're selling it to them and how the product you're selling to them can help make their life better. And how it can basically affect their health and well-being. Because, you know, your health and well-being is important for everyone. So, you know, if you're selling a health product or a food product or whatever it is that you're selling within this global supply chain, this massive organization we call the global supply chain, you need to kind of understand the whys, why this is important for them. So I've written this blog, which I won't go into everything, but I just want to talk about a quote about that Dr. Seuss did about home decorating, about the whys, about, you know, the whys of a home. Is you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know, and you are the one who'll decide where to go. I love that quote by Dr. Seuss because, you know, no matter who you are, what you're doing in the global supply chain, no matter what type of products you are trying to sell to someone or you're trying to have in the global supply chain itself, whether it's a service, whether it's a physical product, whatever it is, there's some of the same principles which have to go with together with it. And one of those principles is you need to understand your why. Why you are selling the product or service you are, who's going to use it, and why that product or service is important for them to use. And if you can kind of understand those things, why this is important, you know, why you want to be able to sell to them that service or product, then it can help you throughout your global supply chain. It can give meaning to the things that you are buying and the things that you are doing. For us in my industry, where we create, develop, and manufacture home furnishing and home decor products, for us it's about the home. So the why home decor is important is an important why for us. Why our homes are important is an important reason for us to be doing the things that we are doing, to be selling the products that we're selling. We are not just selling products, we're also selling to people something that can make their life and their home better and more beautiful. That is what we are doing. We are not just selling to them a mirror. We're selling them something that they're going to look at every day and hopefully they're going to feel good about. They're going to say, I love that mirror. That mirror makes me feel good, or that lamp makes me feel good, or that I love that box. That box makes me feel really, really good. And that's really at the crux of that. Anyone who's in the global supply chain needs to understand why. Why are they manufacturing or selling the products that they are selling? If you'd like to find out more about the home decor and why home decor matters, if you're just interested to be able to read it, I will give you a link to our blog post, Why Home Decor Matters, 10 Reasons Why Home Decor Matters. And in there's a lot of great quotes about the home and why home decor matters that you may just enjoy reading and understanding more about. This is Anita. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, our listeners, being part of our community. We'd love to have you subscribe. We'd love to have you be part of our community, and just as we explore together many things to do with the global supply chain. We'd like to thank our technical team for helping put this together. We know without them it would not be possible, and we'd like to just thank everyone out there who listens to us. So I'm not speaking into a microphone by myself. Thank you.